They brought with them their farming implements, to what they could carry, and they brought also a herd of sheep. And as they came through, they were dropping families off on the pieces of property that they had. The upper farm was 500 and some acres. The lower farm was 1,400 and some acres on both sides of the Sacandaga. And at any time, they had between 750 and 1,500 head of sheep. They sheared them, and they fed community and fed family and fed everybody. Of all my family's history, no one ever mentioned that they had a wool processing mill. They also never mentioned where did the flax go that they grew also. They grew for flax. The roads were all a network. What is so close to the Buttermilk Hill region? And I'm thinking for, well, Wilcox Lake, Harrisburg Lake, Johnsburg. Oh my Lord. Last year I figured out where they took it. They took it through the woods because it was all connected. I knew the roads were connected. Never even thought about this. They took it over into Johnsburg for the processing. They'd bale it up and it would go by wagon. They had many hired hands that were taking care of this big farm. This was a lot of land. You stop and think, between one family having over, well, add it up, it would be over 2,000 acres.